is the sound.
It is I, President and CEO of Gaza Hotel and Casino, Donald Trump. And I'd like to welcome President Zelensky here to this incredible trap. It's going to be a big, beautiful trap, and we're going to attack him very soon for no reason. Right, JD?
Watch out, because this kitty's got claws.
Very butch. And Marco Rubio's here, too. Little Marco. Well, Marco, are you excited to attack our European allies?
No English.
De nada.
Oh, see, once, I mean, if you're just tuning in to the show and you haven't heard the last, like, the opens of the top 3 hours today, me explaining my theory about this Oval Office meeting, I know it's kind of like, but now that you've heard that, John, it's like SNL, it's like you got it and still didn't.
Exactly,
right?
Yes. Is it
like, yes, that exactly, and yet not.
Before we get started, I'd like to thank President Zelensky for dressing like casual Star Trek. We love Star Trek because there's no DEI. The white guy was the leader, and he bossed around Spock, who I believe was Guatemalan. We love that.
I thought he was going to go the alien route on that one, but he didn't.
President Zelensky, you want to say a few words, maybe tell Mr. Putin how much you love him and that you're sorry you invaded Russia? Maybe offer him one night with your wife?
Mr. President, with all due respect.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, I have to jump in here because that's how we planned this. What happened to thank you, okay? Remember thank you? You haven't said thank you to us once in the past 15 seconds I've been yelling at you.
I've said thank you.
You didn't say it now, but you didn't say it now when you walked in here. You didn't say thank you. You didn't say anything about us being handsome. We're my handsome little boys. You didn't ask us that once.
Look, he's right, and we're very handsome, okay?
If it was just a catastrophe and a screw-up and they let their emotion show, then it's funny satire, right? You know, it's on point. On the other hand, if, as I've been arguing this morning, I think this was all deliberately planned on purpose for effect, it's extra funny that SNL is... They've ingested the bait, and they're doing exactly what Trump and Vance and Rubio and Waltz intended. And they're making fun of them for being so ridiculous, even though the being ridiculous was the point of the show that was fabricated. I don't know. I could be wrong. Can always be wrong. But that's how I view it. And I did think that some of the jokes they actually had on the open were fair. A lot of the jokes were not good, you know, but some of them were pretty funny.
Sorry if I...
You know, you say you want to end this war, but frankly, you don't have the cards, okay? I have the cards, all right? I have skip. I have draw four. I have reverse. I have get out of jail free. The Supreme Court gave me that one. I have Pikachu and Charmander and Charizard. All I'm missing is a Charmeleon. But without us, you don't have any of the cards, okay? You got no cards. You're playing poker. And Putin's playing Magic the Gathering.
Or maybe Trump is playing Magic the Gathering. But still, you know, it's pretty good. I have skip. I have draw four. 8:13 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. City of Milton has a new police chief. Although, you know what? I guess hired. I was trying to think of if the city council has to approve this hire or not. And I just feel like I don't know the answer. I know in Pensacola, the city council has to approve all of the, you know, director level hires. I don't think that is the case in the city of Milton, because she's going to come in late April. First female police chief in Northwest Florida, 21st one in the entire state. And she says, according to the press release, I'm not the first female police chief. I'm just chief. Show up, do the work, hold your own. Gender doesn't matter. Breaking the glass ceiling is one thing, but bringing others with you is what matters. You know, when I looked at the list of chiefs that Ed Spears was interviewing, I thought, man, you can't go wrong. several, I mean, all really good candidates, and he kind of had refined that list down to a couple, and like I said, they all looked great. I don't care one way or the other, you know, what's your race, what's your gender, I want to know the best person got the job, and they were all very qualified, so that's, you know, seems great to me. I look forward to meeting her and talking with her. 437-1620. I'm doing this on memory. I probably should have checked to call somebody. I swear I remember that maybe, I'm going to get this wrong, and somebody's going to, feel free to text me if I get any part of this wrong. I thought that Senator Broxson, Doug Broxson, I thought his dad had passed away, or it was his grandfather, I forget which, but that his wife was sheriff of Santa Rosa County, very briefly appointed by the governor after that. That's not police chief, that's sheriff, so it's a different category. But I thought maybe that was the case. I probably shouldn't have said it on the air. I'm trying my best to not emphasize it. I think that's true, but I'm not sure whether that's true. I got a text and says, no, Milton does not have to confirm. Because in Milton, the only people who work directly for the council are the city administrator, the clerk, and the attorney. And everybody else is hired by the administrator. And so I guess they don't have to be appointed or don't have to be confirmed, which is kind of interesting. Because that's kind of like the checks and balances thing. Okay, but you don't have an elected strong mayor. So, you know, if they don't like the person that Ed's picking, they can always, you know, you're done. You know, so anyway, but good news. We have it. And because it was really concerning who was going to replace Chief Tindall, because he's been a stalwart there for so long that, kind of like, oh, no. But all that institutional knowledge goes away. But, you know. Like I said, her resume looks great. All the resumes of several of the candidates look great, by the way. Somebody texted me. I was right about Broxson's mother. Okay, hey. Whew. Okay. Do your research before you go on the air, Andrew. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We have one accident to let you know about at Highway 29 and West Inslee Street. First responders are on their way there, but we're starting to see some delays there. Also, I-10 going westbound. Between Scenic Highway and Davis Highway, the accident there, but traffic starting to back up all the way to Scenic Highway. So just be aware of that. That's about a 15 to 20 minute delay there. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe, you know, kind of not yet, that's actually the time to start shopping. Because what you want to do is you want to figure out what car you want to buy when you're going to buy it. And so you go test driving cars and looking at cars at Frontier Motors, kind of like, let's say you think you're going to need a car in the next 6 months. Now is the time to go looking around because, you know, A, you're not stressed. It's not a crisis. There's no pressure. And so you can walk away from deals or you can be patient. You can, you know, keep looking around. But also it gives you the opportunity to only think about what you want. And then you can really fixate on, you know, what color do I want? How many miles? What's the price? You know, all that kind of stuff. And if they don't have exactly what you want on the lot, where they specialize in good quality used cars, a couple of years old and, you know, a few tens of thousand miles on them, you're probably going to be the second owner, maybe the third owner. You know, just won't have that new car smell, but everything else will be like a new car. That's the kind of car that Frontier Motor specializes in. If they've got it on the lot, buy it. If they don't, say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. No urgency, but just if you find one, this is what I'm interested in. And they'll go looking for you. They buy cars all the time, like several days a week. They're out buying cars, acquiring them from auctions and fleet leases and just all over the place. They're buying cars from people. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, and I have tickets to give away. I have another. See, I told you I had a bunch of giveaway stuff to do. So I have another giveaway to do. This is for Pensacola Little Theater. The Play That Goes Wrong is a comedy about the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society trying to put on a murder mystery. And in the process of trying to put on the murder mystery, all the things around go wrong. So this is kind of a meta play about a play, if you follow, which I'm sure has all kinds of elements of comedy built into it. It's March 7th through the 16th, and I have a pair of tickets for you. So caller number 3437-1620. Sounds like a very entertaining play. 437-1620 for a pair of tickets to The Play That Goes Wrong at PLT, the 7th through the 16th of this month.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. you'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Coming up after the Pensacola Morning News at 9, join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Join them today, right after the Pensacola Morning News at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you sure you have the right person?
I'm sure.
Come on, do I look like the mother of the future?
You get Duran Duran and Men Without Hats all in the same show. I mean, you know, happy Monday.
It is.
Happy
my
Monday
goodness.
To you. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Israel is stopping humanitarian aid to Gaza after a ceasefire extension agreement was rejected by Hamas. Under that agreement, the ceasefire that expired on Saturday would have been extended 6 weeks to cover Ramadan and Jewish Passover periods. Hamas, however, is insisting on advancing to the second stage of the deal that was made in January. South Carolina and North Carolina both dealing with wildfires. About 5,000 acres have burned in South Carolina. There's about 175 fires reported across the state there. In North Carolina, a fire in the Blue Ridge Mountains, 40 miles from Asheville, has scorched about 500 acres. More than 60,000 cars are being recalled by Volkswagen. Federal safety regulators say a faulty gear shift indicator could result in a vehicle rolling away if the parking brake is disengaged. The recall includes 2021 to 2023 Volkswagens and 2022 to 2023 Audi Q4 e-tron Sportsback cars. That's
If it's in park?
Yeah, well, apparently
if the parking brake is not on?
The indicator is wrong.
Okay.
So if you take your parking brake off, you think it's in park.
I see.
The car could roll away.
Okay.
Don't want that.
All right. David, thanks. I'm like,
don't want any rogue Volkswagens heading down.
No, we don't need that at all. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Who are you?
The pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
I always love hearing Reese's voice at the end of that. It's so great. All right, John, you ready to play part two?
No.
You had almost 100%. You only missed one on the last round of
this.
That's
why I just want to cut it
you
there.
Just stop when you're ahead. Yeah, you know, don't let them get their money back. All right, fair enough. I see where you're coming from. All right, so this is the part where I tell you a bill that's been filed in the Tallahassee legislature, and then you tell me whether it's Republican or a Democrat. 437-1620, if you want to play along, I suppose. Anyway, this is an easy one. We'll start with an easy one, okay? HB 575, designation of the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf designation of the Gulf of Mexico changes to the Gulf of America, including in all Florida statutes and references.
Republican.
It is Republican. The previous one was for, like, agencies to start using the name properly. Yes, Republican Tyler Sorority. By the way, 79 pages of references in the bill. 79 pages, a place where we have to change the name of this stupid thing. Okay, SB 852, study on the elimination of property taxes. Office of Economic Demographic Research conducts a study to figure out what would happen if we eliminated property taxes in the state of Illinois and what we would need to move to in terms. Did I say Illinois?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's wishful thinking. Anyway, from back in the day, that came out of left field. Anyway, I've been thinking a lot about Illinois lately. Anyway, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just thinking about home
state.
Yeah,
you're not, because I'm going to get you here.
No, no, I'm not going. God, I would never. I would, if they seceded, I would consider. No, I'm not leaving Pensacola. Anyway, it looks at the potential impact, replacement, you know, forms of income and all that kind of stuff. Where would we get our revenue from if we don't? And what would the impact be over the long term? Would people come here, move here or not? All that kind of stuff. What's the study on the elimination of property taxes? Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
It is Republican. That's right. Jonathan Martin. Two for two. Restoration of voting rights, SB 848. Requiring the Florida Commission on Offender Review to develop and maintain a database containing information on who's been released, who's satisfied their terms of service, and who gets their voting rights back as a felon. Remember, we voted years ago to make that happen, and it's still been slow walked this whole time. Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
It is. Yeah, Tina Scott Polsky. This is the bill I agree with her on. This is ridiculous. And I was against restoring felon voting rights, but we voted to do it. So do it. It's ridiculous that it's been going through the process it's been going through all this time and not getting them their rights back. Not because I want them to have the rights back, because this is our process. We decided, and we just, anyway. Let me give you a quick traffic on the fives, and we'll come back to you playing the game. John?
That's right. We've got an accident on I-10 westbound between Scenic and Davis, and both left lanes are blocked. They are down to one lane, and traffic is backing up. That's about a 25, 30-minute delay, so you definitely want to avoid that area. My advice, take Highway 90 or some alternate route. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the five.
Oh, this is kind of a cute text. Somebody sent me in a text about how I was saying I doubted myself on the air, but I did remember correctly the thing with Doug Broxson's mom and dad, and he was killed in the line of duty, and she was the sheriff for a little while, and said, you know, he said, our desire to be accurate and fair causes us to second-guess ourselves. That's right. That's exactly right. You know, you ever been gaslit on something where somebody made you believe something false?
Yes, Andrew.
You know, you can, or have you ever been made to doubt yourself even, whether you've been gaslit or not? Okay. You know, you can only be made to doubt yourself or be gaslit if you believe in truth. Oh. If you don't care about truth and accuracy, then you can't be made to doubt yourself because you don't care. You can't be gaslit unless you care about truth. So only a sociopath or a, you know, inveterate liar can't be made to doubt themselves because they don't care about truth to begin with. So it's actually kind of a virtue.
So I passed.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I was like, yay.
Anyway, back to the litany of bills that have been filed in Tallahassee. SB 836, auxiliary containers, wrappings, and disposable plastic bags. This preempts the regulation of plastic bags. Right now, if Pensacola wanted to ban plastic bags, like at the grocery store, which, God, half the time you can't get them anyway because they don't use them anymore, right? But, okay.
Right.
If, you know, they can stop using them, but the city can't make them stop. This would allow Pensacola to make them stop if they wanted to. So right now it's preempted to the state. Only the state can do it. But this would de-preempt it so local municipalities could do it if they wanted to. Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat, yes. Carlos Guillermo Smith, one of the most Democrat people in the Senate. SB 816, requiring life skills instruction. We currently in the state of Florida require things on injury prevention, internet safety, nutrition, personal health, prevention and control of disease, substance use and abuse, prevention of child sexual abuse, and human trafficking. These are in grades K through 12, yes, and then 7 through 12, teen dating, violence, definition of dating, violence and abuse, sexual abstinence, life skills that build confidence, all these things we teach kids. Adding to that list, now career readiness, financial literacy, and home economics.
Totally Democrat. No. No!
Made you doubt yourself. Kristen Arrington, yes, Democrat.
Okay, I was like, no way, bro.
SB 814. See, you can only be made to doubt yourself if you believe in the truth. SB 814, weapons or firearms at school-sponsored events or on school property. This would allow campus carry and at school events carry, but not storage on campus, I guess is how this works. And I think the way this one would work is you cannot currently possess on a school or a bus, but you would be able to. This would simply make it so that you can't store it on a school or so you have to actually be carrying it concealed. And I read the bill like five times, and it looks like it would allow in a K through 12 also, but none of the news coverage indicates that. So this is definitely campus carry. I'm not sure about school carry, but I thought it said that. In any case, who wants to allow you to carry guns on colleges?
The Republicans.
Yeah, 100%. Randy Fine. Yeah, total Republican. And then last one I think we're going to have time for, SJR 802, term limits for members of Board of County Commissioner in school districts, 8 years for both. It's currently 12 years for the school board, no limits for commissioners. This would not be retroactive, so current service would be excluded starting after the passage of the bill. Who wants to put term limits on county commissioners and school districts?
Republicans.
That's exactly right. Blazing Golia.
Oh, we missed one today. Woo!
Should I find one that you'll mess up? No,
no.
I'm just kidding.
No, No. Sorry.
Did you just play an applause sound clip for yourself?
I did. I had to, bro. Sorry. It's a button I can press.
I have exactly the right response for you playing that for yourself. You ready? Let me. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it goes.
Ooh.
Completely deserved.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A Ukraine-Russia peace plan is being drawn up by the leaders of Great Britain and France, an announcement prompted by Friday's public heated meeting between President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Ukraine's President Zelensky. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz on Fox.
What we don't have right now is President Zelensky saying, I am ready to take the steps necessary and have the conversations necessary and make the compromises necessary to end the fighting.
This new proposal involves a month-long ceasefire and eventually European peacekeeping troops. Wildfire evacuation orders are lifted in the Carolinas.
Firefighters say they've contained more than 100 separate wildfires across North and South Carolina, though a few continue burning, such as a large one near Myrtle Beach. But so far, there's been no real impact to people or property.
Fox's Evan Brown, at least one person's killed in a car ramming attack in Mannheim, Germany. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful, sunny Monday morning, 50 degrees right now. Florida Power and Light is asking for a rate increase. If state regulators approve of that increase, customers across the state would pay 14% more for their electric starting next January. Customers would be hit with both the rate increase from this filing and a storm surcharge that was added to bills earlier this year. The request was filed with the Public Service Commission last Friday. If approved, FPL would collect $1.54 billion more next year than this year, $927 million more for 2027. FPL says even with the increased customer bills are below the national average. If it's approved, the typical Panhandle households bill would be up about 8.5% or $1,157 from 2024. A two-year-old has died, a four-year-old was hurt in a head-on crash in Escambia County, Alabama over the weekend. Officials say the kids were passengers in an SUV that crashed head-on into an SUV, or into a sedan, rather, on Highway 31. It happened just west of Atmore. The driver of the SUV was identified as a 31-year-old Atmore woman. She was also hurt in the crash and taken to a hospital in Mobile. The driver of the sedan and three kids were also hurt and taken to a local hospital for their injuries. Protesters hit the streets in Pensacola this weekend. They were protesting DOGE's recent cuts to the National Park Service. There were about 100 people out at Graffiti Bridge on Sunday. The National Park Service reported that seven park rangers were let go from the Gulf Islands National Seashore last month as part of the DOGE budget cuts. Those personnel included technicians and marine biologists who helped monitor the habitats and species that make up the seashore. Congressman Byron Donalds thinks history might be on his side. He was on Fox News yesterday to discuss launching his campaign for governor.
We want to make sure that we examine every part of our marketplace and everything going on in our systems around the marketplace so that insurance is stable for Floridians and that when storms hit our state, Floridians are getting quick responses from the carriers that they pay premiums to so they can get back on their feet.
President Trump already endorsed Donalds for 2026. In 2018, Trump endorsed Governor Ron DeSantis. Donalds says that Trump has a history of making good picks, and he says his picks have always worked out for the Sunshine State. Well, a boater that was missing for several weeks was found in the Blakely River over the weekend. Officials in Alabama say a body was found by a barge crew Saturday morning. ALEA's Marine Patrol, Fire and Rescue, and Daphne Search and Rescue all responded. They were able to pull that body from the water. Officials say the body is likely missing boater John DeJong, who was last seen on the 15th of February. It is 8:34, News Radio 92.3, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metal IRA Guide at betternestegg.com. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 westbound between Scenic Highway and Highway 29. Basically, traffic is barely moving there. Expect a 25 to 30 minute delay. The left two lanes are still blocked. We're down to one lane, so be aware of that. The rest of I-10, not seeing any more slowdowns. I-110 is looking good. Not seeing any accidents there. Garson Point Bridge, about a 5 minute slowdown, both north and southbound. It's right around the middle of the bridge, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to have a mostly sunny sky day today with temperatures warming up near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 59. On Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Showers and thunderstorms move in Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning with a threat of some strong storms. By Wednesday afternoon, things clear out, 69 degrees for that high. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 50 in Pensacola. 49 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now. This morning, markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 145.90 at 43,959.95. S&P 500 up 19 points at 59,73.61. NASDAQ up 75 points this morning at 18,912.14. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.24%. Gold price is up 36.10 at 28.84.60. Silver prices up 81 cents at 32.31. And crypto down across the board today. Bitcoin down 16.46 at 92.455. Ethereum's down. Solana's down. Another penny loss for Dogecoin, 22 cents right now. XRP is down 19 cents as well. Well, coming up in the business week ahead, things will get rolling with the auto sales numbers. That's going to be released today. ADP employment report due out on Wednesday. That's expected to show a decline in private sector job growth, and the weekly jobless claims will be out Thursday. And that's always closely watched. A lot of analysts believe that could show about 160,000 jobs that were added in the month of February. The first ever White House crypto summit's been scheduled for the end of the week. The White House says that summit will happen on Friday. It'll host prominent crypto founders, CEOs, and investors. White House AI and crypto czar David Sacks will chair the summit, which will be run by Bo Hines, the executive director of the President's Working Group on Digital Assets. And big news, Skype is shutting down.
It will shut down in May as Microsoft redirects users to Teams. Skype users can move their accounts to the Teams app, where the tech giant notes they can use many of the same features. A Microsoft executive calls Skype an integral part of shaping modern communications and supporting countless meaningful moments. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you, Michael. 8:38, and I'm David Wayne for Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Sun Belt Basketball Championship Week in Pensacola at the Bay Center. Enjoy the Fan Fest, cheer teams, and top college games. See visitpensacola.com for the schedule and info. The Pensacola Little Theater's presentation of The Play That Goes Wrong begins Friday night and goes through next week. See PensacolaLittleTheater.com for dates, times, and tickets. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, you know, a lot of times I begin by saying, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this is a good topic. It's kind of reverse psychology. I know this is a good question. That means one person
That's
will
forward
text.
Psychology.
Yeah, this is direct psychology. I know this is, you know, this is a good topic. All right, you ready? 437-1620 question for the day. At what distance does it start becoming a better idea to fly than to drive? How far away does a place need to be and where you start to think, I should fly instead of driving? 437-1620, 437-1620. John, now, John,
I
John
just
would
went through
fly
this.
If it's like a half hour away because right. he loves to be in the plane, right?
Right.
But what's for you, what's the break point where you really start cost, inconvenience, TSA, shared air, community peanuts, whatever it is?
I just went through all this.
You flew to Dallas? Yes,
I did and flew back.
Yeah, and Dallas is what, about 10?
12 hours.
12 hours, okay.
Yeah, but I would say 5 to 6 is where I'm normally...
All right, 5 to 6 hours. So if it's 4 hours, you're driving.
Yeah.
Which would be what? Birmingham is about four, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I would say that.
Three and
yeah.
a half.
Three and a half. Okay. So you driving to Nashville or flying to Nashville?
Oh, I love to fly to Nashville.
Do you?
Yes.
I've never flown to Nashville.
Well,
we
Southwest
have driven there 100 times.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because we have relatives that live, and, you know, driving on our way to St. Louis, too. But we have relatives that live in Nashville, and we'll stop there, you know.
I could fly for $49.
But you have to fly.
I know. So that's why I'm TSA pre.
Listen, if flying were easy and convenient and not just a massive disruption of everything about what makes life enjoyable, I'd be more inclined. But flying sucks. I hate flying. I mean, it's so annoying. It is genuinely a time saver only, and therefore when it's a long distance. But that's me because I'm, you know, I'm me. Meg, thoughts?
Well, I consider the length of the flight. So if I will drive to Atlanta because it's about 5 hours to Atlanta, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if I fly to Atlanta, it's an hour and a half in the airport,
yep.
an hour on the flight, another
stress
hour and
of packing,
I mean, I'm
getting
not,
in and out.
By the time I've done all that, I'm not saving any time really. So
agreed.
I kind of go 7-8 hours. Now, once you get to the an eight-hour drive is about my max.
Okay.
So then after that, it's like, then you got to think about a hotel.
You fly into Orlando or drive into Orlando?
Probably fly.
All right.
Yeah. What is that, seven?
I think
seven,
about, yeah, 7 or 8,
yeah,
somewhere in that
probably
vicinity.
Probably would fly to Orlando.
So drive to Jacksonville, fly to Orlando.
Yes, I've done both.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes all perfect right. sense.
I am much more willing to drive. I almost never fly. And in fact, for me to fly somewhere, if it's really that, and sometimes it's because of the cost with kids and that kind of thing, but I mean, it's got to be like more than 15 hours away.
The perfect flight is New York, right?
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
You're flying into Atlanta, then you fly up to New York, and it's definitely worth it because that's a long drive.
It is a long drive. But so like it's got to be like a 2-day drive. But I mean, for example, we went to Colorado, we went to Denver skiing. That's
You drove? 20,
we drove, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't drive to Denver.
But a lot of it is because I like to then have the car with me. Mm-hmm. You don't have to rent a car, well, dealing with all that stress cost.
But you've also got kids with you, too.
That's exactly cost involved in kids. Yeah, no.
Big
so,
difference.
Generally speaking, I never opt to fly if it's in the continental U.S.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, when you start to get like 15 or 20, but I just don't fly very much, and I have no reason to go long distances except on vacation with the family, in which case it's kind of a cost prohibitive and inconvenience kind of thing. So
it's you and Chevy Chase and National Lampoon
Oh,
Vacation.
My goodness. I can only imagine that. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. My wife usually takes the first leg of the trip.
Can you see it? Can't
yes,
you see it?
I can.
Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. So we barely have to go out of our way 3 hours to see the
Look
world's...
Look out. Here comes the McKay family on
Oklahoma's
the road again.
Oklahoma's third largest ball of twine. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. All right, let's get a couple of... let's get some traffic in here, and then we'll come back the text. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation, 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still dealing with that accident with injuries in roadblock, I-10 westbound between Scenic and Davis Highway. Again, both left lanes are still blocked, and we're seeing about a 20-25 minute delay just through that area. So definitely plan an alternate route, Scenic. Just do something else other than get in that mess. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling your home, or even if you're not, you just kind of like have questions. You know, I always talk about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty as the good realtors that you can get to sell. And that's true. Okay, I mean, obviously that's true. But even if you're just in the, hey, what do you think my home is worth? Or, hey, how long would it take, do you think? Or, I mean, is now the right time? Or, hey, you know, we've kind of had this idea, like maybe we want to buy a beach house. I'm not sure if we can afford what we want. What will it take? What about, you know, because she was on Pep Talk the other day talking about, you know, the three things is location, condition, and price. You get two. You cannot get all three. So you got to kind of have a realistic assessment of what's possible. But she loves talking to people about that kind of stuff. Doesn't even necessarily have to be some sit-down meeting. Just be like, you got a question? Give her a call. She loves to meet people and share real estate information perspective with them. 723-9158. You've got questions, she's got answers, and she'll help you ask better questions, too, for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, back to the question of how far away does it need to be when you start thinking about flying? How far away does it need to be? John's answer is about 6 hours.
Yeah,
okay.
Five to six,
same
yeah.
for Meg, approximately 8 hours. For me, I like what this person said. If it's on a different continent, I will think about flying.
Smart person.
That's about where I'm at usually. I like driving. I don't mind driving. And plus, when I'm driving, I can listen to baseball games. I can listen to city council and county commission meetings. I mean, I can be entertained, you know, listen to sermons, you know, whatever podcast. 437-1620, 8 hours.
Poor children.
I was just
children.
Thinking, I'm on a trip.
Not like, maybe I shouldn't say this, but on earbuds, you know, in my own head. I don't inflict my pain on other people.
Because I was just thinking.
I just had this nightmarish scenario.
Oh, my
scenario.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, with the pass-through, so I can hear the sirens, of course. Okay, so somebody here says 8 hours or 400 miles. This is very specific. Somebody here says 4 hours. What's four? So you fly to Jacksonville.
That's five.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like they would fly to Jacksonville.
Yeah, Atlanta's
I would
about
never
five.
Fly to Jacksonville. Not because I wouldn't go to Jacksonville. My mother-in-law lives in Fernandina Beach. But like that just to me is like that's barely moving. Like that's just that's just an afternoon drive. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm thinking Auburn's about three.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be just past Auburn. And
yeah.
That's you don't want to fly.
Yeah, I don't think. Then, again, what you said, like the time inefficiency of flying.
It would take you 3 hours to fly.
Just the before and after. right, exactly. Somebody says 8 hours is, it's got to be more than 8 hours before I start flying. Somebody says it's got to be more than an hour away. Really? Okay. I mean.
So I'm going to fly to Milton.
Milton's not an hour.
I'm kidding.
It is
I'm
not
kidding.
An hour away.
Maybe okay. on some days. Maybe some days.
I drive it every day. Thank
Around.
You.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Gee, everybody's testing this morning. It must be Monday.
Somebody says 18 to 20 hours and I'll start considering flying. I love road trips. My family, if we're going 5 hours, they want to fly. That's my people. Somebody says I love flying, though I hate TSA. Pre-check and fly for work a lot. I can, though I have a TSA, that makes more sense. I have TSA pre-check and fly for work a lot. I can work while flying, so I love it. Flying is very expensive for a whole family. Agreed. 437-1620. I prefer driving unless it would be impossible, like going over water. I like being able to see the views and to stop when I see something interesting. Yeah, I don't actually mind the being up in the air part. Actually, you know, the one part about flying I really like, and this is like just because I'm a nerd, I love the part where I'm flying over Pensacola and I can see the things I know and put them in my head.
I like that part.
And even sometimes the landing part where you're seeing another area from the air is is kind of neat. But the like 30,000 foot view.
City, New York City at night to fly into.
Oh, I bet. I bet that's amazing. I'm trying to think if we've ever flown into New York. I think we've only ever driven through New York. Let's see. Somebody says, because like D.C. is a great place to fly into.
Especially
because
you
see all the monuments and you see the Pentagon and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. I might think differently about flying to cross country to L.A. or another country. The whole thought of getting in the airport and on the airplane with all the stuff you have to go through is revolting. I would so much rather drive to a location. Now, in the old days, you know, when you could just park, walk in, get on the plane and go with your cigarette.
Right.
Fine. You know, let me fly. Somebody says, let's see, where does it go here? If you have a diesel Mercedes-Benz, what is this? Oh, okay. If you have a diesel, a Mercedes-Benz SUV or an all-wheel drive, you can drive as far as you want. You don't even have to stop for gas. Is that true? How far do you get on a tank? I don't have any idea. I don't have a diesel. I wonder if electric vehicle people answer this question differently.
That's a good question.
Because charging
stop
distance.
And charge.
Yeah. Because, you know, what for me is, I mean, I don't care. Stop and get gas. It takes 4 minutes versus charging a vehicle, which takes, what, half hour? Maybe fast
something
charging?
Like that, yeah.
Best case scenario. So anyway, let's see. Flying to me only makes financial sense when it's cheaper than the gas it takes to get there and back. Agreed. Somebody says, always drive to Orlando to visit the daughter's family and grandchildren. 7 hours. I'd say 12 hours or more to fly. And I'm kind of in that vicinity. But I just like driving. We drove, take a road trip to Miami, to the Keys, whatever. Just drive. You know, it's just my preference. So anyway, I'm weird, but that's okay. One last answer here. Depends on the aircraft. On an airline, 18 hours or less, I'm driving. General aviation, 6 hours or less. Oh, that's interesting. So, you know, like flying a private plane. I'm driving 6 hours or less. I'm driving. Love flying, hate airports. FBOs are so much better to deal with. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I would.
Flying kind of the old way, sort of, if you either know somebody or you're willing to pay the price. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive Vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-age children, please join us as Adana Elder will be here to enlighten us on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10 a.m. with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do not ever call me at the source.
My heart's an overdrive. It's great to be alive. Who's John? She said, and smiled in her special way. John, she said, you know I love you. Who's John? She said, and tried.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. So President Trump making English the official language of the United States. To me, this is really common sense. In fact, I'm kind of surprised that we're so overdue on this. My view of this is actually pretty straightforward. I kind of side with Michael Savage. It's one of the rare points where I would agree with him. Language, borders, culture. Enforce the borders, check. Language, check. Culture, that one's going to be a little harder. And that's one where, and that's kind of the definition of a country, by the way, is language, shared borders, shared culture. Creating a culture in the United States is probably impossible, probably unconstitutional. The idea of diversity is not itself a culture, by the way. Culture is agreement. Origin stories, values, roles, what's of significance. And you could say that America is, for probably about 50 years, maybe 60 years, hasn't really had a culture. It's just been a collection of subcultures, some dominant, some less, depending on where you are. Go back 100 years, we had a culture. And we had countercultures. But we had a culture. I don't know that it was always a good one, but we had one, okay? We don't have one right now. What's the culture? You tell me. There's no such thing. Everybody's got tattoos good or bad? Is, getting married good or bad? Is having kids good or bad? Is abortion good or bad? Are drugs good or bad? Like, everybody's got a different answer. Does God exist or not? What God? What nature of God? All that. We don't have a culture. That's a problem. Or at least it can be. We try to pretend like not having a culture is not a problem, but yeah, it kind of is. We'll see long term. Sometimes it takes 100 years to figure out which version of things works. But as far as language goes, here's where I agree. If I were to move to Nigeria, Brazil, Japan, Russia, anywhere, I would expect that if I'm living in Brazil, I need to speak Portuguese. And if I'm living in Japan, I need to speak Japanese. If I'm living in Russia, I need to speak Russian. And I would, I would feel very that would be my first order of business, is learning the language. And I would never dream of thinking that I should be a citizen voting without having learned the language first. So the idea that we have to accommodate other languages, why? Seriously, why? Well, don't you know how many people speak Spanish? Yes, they should speak English. That's one of the few common things that makes you American. Look, the Declaration's written in it. The Constitution's written in it. The laws are written in it. Now, are there cases where you can make accommodation for people based on circumstance? Sure. Are Spanish speakers useful to the economy? Absolutely, because there are so many Spanish-speaking people who have not learned English, of course. But are we better as being a country if we make and by the way, there's very little teeth in this declaration by Trump. Hey, if you're going to come here and live here, learn English. That's the official language of the country. That's easy. Whereas I do not agree with the Gulf of America, I absolutely agree with making English the official language. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Si, senor. Sorry. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Still dealing with that accident on I-10 westbound between Scenic and Davis. They're still saying both left lanes are blocked. The traffic is backing up still. So expect about a 20-25-minute delay because they're down to one lane getting traffic through there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Ole.
Sorry. Andale.
Andale.
I will say this. I think learning Spanish as a second language is a great thing for Americans to do. And Americans are notoriously ignorant of language. It's really bad. When you go overseas, the assumption is they can tell you're American because of how you dress and act, and that you don't know the language. And that's embarrassing for us. We are not nearly as multicultural as we should be. What should be the official language? Well, again, it should be English. Just like, again, if I go to France, I either expect that I'm going to learn French or I'm going to depend on their kindness. I don't expect them to have it in English for me. That's bizarre. Given where we are, we have a lot of people in this country who, and by the way, not just Spanish, but Tagalog or Korean or, whatever. Will it be harder for them if, and you're trying to play out what's going to happen here, let's say all official documents are only in English. Will that make life harder for them? Yeah, of course it will. Is that a problem? No. And here's why. you want assimilation. And we're afraid to tell people to assimilate. But the great waves of productive immigration in this country have been people who come here, adapt, internalize. They assimilate into what is America. They come here to use our system. Love it. Come here. Yes, please. But don't then try to adapt it to you. Adapt yourself to it. I think of, Asian immigrants primarily being the best example of this. Listen up.